Hello and welcome to Bixis Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bixis Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be bands within bands. There were some large bands in the 1920s that would occasionally take a fewer number of the musicians in the bigger band and make some recordings in a small environment, let's put it that way. Example of a band within a band was the Virginians, a contingent of Paul Whiteman musicians who got together and made some recordings in the early 1920s. I even consider the Frank Trumbauer Orchestra, in a way, a band within a band, and in fact within two bands. First, with the Gene Golcad Orchestra, a few of the musicians, a select group from those guys, made recordings under the Frank Trumbauer name. And later on, when Bix and Tram joined the Paul Whiteman organization, they also recorded under Frank Trumbauer's name musicians from the bigger Paul Whiteman band. All right. Let's get started with the music, and the first band within the band that I want to feature is the Gufus Five, a small group of musicians from the bigger California Ramblers. Before I get into the music, let me tell you that for the modern musicians, I'm going to turn to the new CD, A Vision of the Music of Bix Beiderbecke, Private Astronomy, by Jeff Muldaur's Futuristic Ensemble. All right, now for the music. The first two numbers that I want to play by the Gufus Five were recorded on June 29, 1926, and they feature Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Abe Lincoln on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet, soprano sax or alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, perhaps Gufus, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Herb Whale on drums. First, it will be from June 29, 1926, as I said. You gotta know how to love, and that would be followed by where'd you get those eyes? So here are the Goofus 5 in the year 1926. In the first number that I played, there was a kazoo. I don't know who played that instrument in that case. Okay, now for the next band within the band, I'm going to turn to the Virginians. This was a band within the bigger Paul Whiteman band, early in the career of the Paul Whiteman organization. First, I want to play Blue, that was recorded on July 18, 1922. And the Virginians here consist of Ross Gorman on clarinet, bass clarinet, alto sax and directing, Henry Bossi on cornet, Sam Lewis on trombone, Hale Byers on alto sax, Don Clark on... I guess Don Clark is not in this number. Freddie Groffé on piano and the arranger, Mike Pingitori on banjo, Jack Barnes-Barsby on brass bass, and Harold MacDonald on drums. I will follow that with Aggravating Papa, and that was recorded on January 23rd, 1923. The band is the same, except that Tommy Gott is added on cornet. So let's listen to the Virginians, a small contingent, not really that small, a smaller contingent of the bigger Paul Whiteman band, recordings from 1922 and 1923.
Thank you.
I looked up in Don Reynolds' great biography of Paul Whiteman, this is volume one, for the difference in the Virginians and the regular Paul Whiteman orchestra. The Virginians, in the last recording that I played, consisted of nine musicians, whereas a couple of days later, the full Paul Whiteman orchestra recorded and had 13 musicians. So it's a band within the band, but not that small a band. Now I want to turn to Frankie Trumbauer as the band within the band. Here we have two recordings featuring Charles Gaylord on vocal, and this was viewed by many contributors to the forum is perhaps the worst vocal in any of Bix's recordings. And these are The Love Nest and Sentimental Baby, recorded on October 5th, 1928, with Bix Beiderbecke on cornet, Charlie Margulis on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trumbauer on C melody, Irving Friedman on clarinet or tenor sax, Lenny Hayton on piano, Wilbur Hall on guitar, Rube Crozier on bassoon, an unknown drummer, and as I said, Charles Gaylor doing the vocal. So let's listen to Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra, a band within the bigger Paul Whiteman organization, two recordings from 1928.
Thank you. sentimental baby. Oh, she a sentimental baby. What makes you always feel so blue? What makes you act the way you do? Sentimental baby, God love me. There's something I want you to hear.
Heard very clearly the bassoon in Sentimental Baby, but I didn't hear it in the first number, the Love Nest. I wonder if anyone hears that bassoon, and please let me know. You can write to me at ahem@bixography.com. All right, let's continue with the music. I want another group from within the California Ramblers. This one is the Varsity 8, and these are a couple of early recordings from September 6, 1923, first Last Night on the Back Porch, and that will be followed by Ho Joe. And the Varsity 8 here are Bill Morph and Frank Cush on trumpet, Lloyd Olson on trombone, Bobby Davis, Jimmy Duff, and Freddie Kuzik or Orville Gibbs on reeds, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky on piano, Ray Kitchingman on banjo, and Stan King on drums. The first number, Last Night on the Back Porch, has whistling and vocal by band members. Oh Joe is an instrumental. So let's listen then to the Varsity 8, a band within the California Ramblers in the year 1923.
Thank you.
I can't help it from jumping in and tell you how much I like that song. The harmonic progression is fantastic and the instrumentalists there are superb. It's a great number. I love it. Okay, let's continue with the music. I am a big fan of the California Ramblers and the smaller groups, especially when Adrian Rollini is there. Let's continue now with another band within the band. This is the Georgians from the bigger Paul Speck Orchestra. And I would like to play two numbers. First, from April 13, 1926, Spring is Here, with the amazing Finn Sylvester Huliahola on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Ernie Warren on clarinet or baritone, Phil Wall on piano, Lou Calabrese on banjo, and Johnny Morris on drums as well as vocals. I will follow that with the Frisco Bay from January 14th, 1927. Composition of the band is the same except that Foster Foster Morehouse is added on clarinet, vocal again by Johnny Morris. So let's listen to the Georgians, a smaller contingent of the bigger orchestra from Paul Speck, in two recordings, first 1926 and then 1927.
Baby buggies in the park, and with the coppers they hold hands and spoon it till it's dark. When the mustard bites the hot dogs and they all begin to bark, then you know that spring is here.
Thank you. here I go, westward ho, turning up the road as I go my way. How I love your smiling faces and those great big open spaces. Frisco Bay, hey, 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 spread the news on every street and byway. Here I go banging straight right through that golden gate on my way to San Francisco Bay.
That was good stuff. Sylvester Ahola certainly has a very nice tone and style. All right, to complete the segment on a band within a band, I would like to go to another band from the California Ramblers, this one, University 6, and two recordings. The first, My Baby Knows How, and this will be followed by Lonely Eyes, both from November 1st, 1926, with, let's see now, I'm reading this from the discography by Brian Rost, and there are some changes from the initial. Okay, so first, on trumpet we have Chelsea Quilly, Bobby Davis is on clarinet and alto sax. Adrian Rollini is on bass saxophone, Irving Brodsky on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, Herb Whale is on drums, and Tommy Dorsey is on trombone. So let's listen then to the University 6, a small contingent of musicians from the bigger California Ramblers band, in the year 1926. Thank you. This brings us to an end of the segment on a band within a band. Now let's turn to the modern musician, and I want to play one track from a recent CD entitled A Vision of the Music of Big Spiderbeck, Private Astronomy, and this is Jeff Moldaur's futuristic ensemble. This is a Deutsche Grammophon record. It says here in, on the cover, a universal music company manufactured and marketed by Universal Classics Group, a division of UMG Recordings Incorporated. This is basically a tribute to Bix that Jeff Moldaur has been working on for a number of years. I have a pretty complete review of this CD in the Bixography website, and I invite you to visit the section where I have this review. It gives a lot of, I think, useful information. There are 13 tracks on this CD, and it's hard to decide on one of them. I finally, after all soul searching, I decided to use track number 2, that's In the Dark. It's an instrumental, and the musicians involved in the recording are Paul Woodlell on violin, Mark Gould on cornet, Dan Levine on trombone, Walt Weisskopf on clarinet, Ted Nash on alto sax, and Jonathan Levine on bass clarinet. So let's listen then to one of Bix's piano compositions, In the Dark, as played by Jeff Moldaur's Futuristic Ensemble in the year 2003.
Thank you.
interesting interpretation of In a Mist by Jeff Muldaur. Well, let's get back to Bix now. To the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Hames saying, through his music, Bix is alive. Yeah.